Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
And every time I study this subject, it really changed my life. And I see deeper and deeper why God wants me to preach this message to the church. And I believe that everyone who listens to the podcast is blessed by this message regarding the honor of God. In the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 16, "He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The Bible says that when we honor God, God will honor us. And one way to show honor to God is to honor His people. If we want to honor God, we need to honor His people around us. If we say, "I just honor God and I don't need to honor people around me," we have a big misunderstanding. God said that who rejects God and His representative also reject God who sent His representative into the world. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25 verse 40, "And the king will answer and say to them, as surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." So when you honor one another, when you honor the representative of God, when you honor other Christians, or you honor the things of God, you honor Him as well. The Word of God promises us that when we honor His things, His people, He will honor us. And nothing is better than to receive the honor from God. Amen. I want to receive the honor from God. No one can steal the honor from God from us. A few Sundays ago, we learned how to show honor to people. And I hope you can get that CD to listen if you missed the church that Sunday. Or you don't miss the church, you can get the CD and listen again and again to get into your spirit. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. And one way to show honor is to see how you speak to that person, or how you refer, or how you speak to that person. The honor that you give to people or to God is not only a concept in your heart, but it must be revealed through your mouth, through your words, and also through your action. Today, I would like to talk about how to honor the things of God and honor the people of God three more ways. The second way that we can honor His people is to yield. Everyone say, yield. If we want to honor somebody, we yield to that person. To yield means to give in and to give place to, and to act in accordance with another's wishes or desires or decision or opinions. It means that you give somebody the front seat and you sit at the back seat. You give people the opportunity to lead you or to give opinion to you. It's to yield. When you honor somebody, you yield to that person's opinion. That is to show honor, to yield. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 15, "The elder and honorable, he is the head. The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail." The Bible talks about the honorable and the elder. The Bible says he is the head. Whoever lies is dishonorable. So don't live a life of deception and lies. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32. This is talking about the elder, talking about physical elders here. "You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord." Before I go on, I want to say that I'm not preaching today the Asian culture. I'm not preaching the Thai culture here. I'm preaching the Word of God. I'm preaching the truth in the Bible. So you may say, "Oh, Pastor, you come from Thailand. By nature, you grew up in the society that people honor one another. Maybe when the older person come in the culture in Asia, you cannot stand above the head of the elder and talk down like this. You have to come at the same level or below. That is the culture in Asia." But in fact, I find out from the scripture that that is not Asian culture. It's the culture in the Bible. That we need to honor the elderly. We honor the physical elders. When we talk about elders, we have two aspects in the church. Young people, listen carefully, because this is something you are not learning in the school. This is something that you will not learn from the TV or from the newspaper or from the website. This is something you learn in the church, that is to honor the elders around you. There are two kinds of elders, physical elders. We need to honor physical elders, those who are older than us. And not only that, we need to honor the spiritual elders. People may come to church at the same week, get saved on the same week, but one person developed spiritually faster, and another person may develop slower because he is not seeking God that much. Miss church all the time, never read the Bible, never take serious about the Word of God or the Holy Spirit. So one person grow faster and eventually become an elder in the church, even though he is chronologically or by age younger than another person. So in the church, you may be a young person, but consider an elder in the church because you have developed spiritually to become a mature Christian so fast, and you get involved and serve and show your integrity and your faithfulness in the church. And the Bible said that we need to honor both the physical elders and spiritual elders. We need to honor both of them in the ways of the Lord. Amen. So I pray that everyone in the church would like to grow up to become spiritual elders in the church. The Bible says clearly about honoring spiritual elders. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. The Bible says that we need to know who our elders are. In other words, every Christian, God expects every Christian to be in a local church. We should not be floating Christian, floating around and jump from church to another church to another church. And when you stand before Jesus, Jesus asks you, what is the name of your pastor and elder? You say, you know, I don't have one. I just float from church to church. In fact, every Christian should be able to tell, this is the name of my elders. This is the name of my pastor. And I'm going to show you the scripture in a while here, that God expects every Christian to be in a local church. And if you read the New Testament, the letters that Paul wrote to, the epistle that God, that Paul wrote to all the Christians in the early church, you can sense that the context of the New Testament is about the life in a local church. God expects everyone to be in a local church. And you need to know who your elders are. And you need to honor the elders, especially those who work hard over you in the area of teaching, labor in the word and doctrines. And the Bible says, when the physical elder walk in, or when the spiritual elder walk in, we should rise up. This is so important. Actually, it starts from the heart that honors the things of God and the people of God. If you want good things from God, if you want God to bless you and give to you His blessing, you need to honor Him. And many times the honor comes through man or through human vessel. And you cannot receive anything from that man or that woman if you don't honor that person. If you honor that person, the blessing will flow into you, because there is an issue of the topic called legal right. Everyone say legal right. I'm talking about spiritual right. When you honor God, you are giving spiritual legal right to God to minister to you. But when you dishonor God, you are rejecting Him, so His provision, His blessing, and His protection will not come to you, because you shut off the legal right. You say, God, I don't want you. The same thing, when you honor the elders in the church, you are opening yourself up to receive the anointing from that person, to receive the correction and the nurturing from that person, then you grow faster. This is why the devil tried to shut off this subject in America, because the devil doesn't want anybody in the church to grow and to receive the blessing and anointing from the eldership in the church. We need to show honor to the elders in the church and the physical elders as well. I like the culture in the south part of America. I went there a few times. I just went to visit my former pastor from the Baptist church last year in October. They'll come out through the door and greeted me and my wife and my kids at the front of the house and took me in, put out the food and said, "Are you hungry? I'd like to feed you." And not only that, when I left the house, they came out to my car and waved their hand and said bye-bye to me. And that is the honor. They honor me by coming out to their door to greet me. Not that I'm important. Don't take me wrong. It's a culture. It's a heavenly culture to show honor to people. In fact, this is a good culture that we should follow. It's a biblical culture to show honor. As I said from the beginning, honor is not the inner concept. Honor is shown through what you say and how you talk about people. And not only that, honor is shown in your body language, in how you behave, how you respond to people around you. Amen. So if you really honor people, your body language will say a lot about what you honor. You will not say, "You know, I honor him, but I don't care. I just slap on his head." That is not honor. Your honor of God must be shown in the outward action as well. James chapter 5 verses 14 to 15 say, "Is anyone," listen carefully, "is anyone of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord." The Bible did not say like this. If any one of you sick, and if the elder doesn't show up automatically, you just complain and you just get mad at the elder. "You know, elder, you need to show up when I'm sick. I don't need to call you because I pay tithe to the church and you get salary from the church." First of all, before we go on, I want to say that giving means no string attached. If you give and somebody have to do something back to you, that is not giving, that is buying. Let me repeat one more time. If you give money to the church and you give money to God and you say they have to do something for me, that is not giving. That is buying. So when we give, it means no string attached. Don't have that attitude that because I give money to the church and the pastor gets salary from the church, therefore they have to do something for me. That is a wrong attitude. We should have respect and honor for the elder in the church. If we are sick, we cannot just sit around the house and say, "Hey, it's that job, that responsibility." They need to show up automatically. They need to know by the Holy Spirit that I'm sick. And they need to show up and knock on my door. That is not honorable. If you honor the anointing in the man, you will pick up the phone and call and say, "Could you please come and pray for me? I believe in your anointing." And when you have that kind of attitude, definitely the anointing is going to flow. Because you honor the anointing in the man. Amen. The Bible says clearly here that we need to be a member of the church. We need to know our elder. And we need to honor the elders of the church. The way we say, the way we act, our body language say a lot about our heart. We need to respect and honor the things of God. Respect the ministers of God, the word of God, and the anointing of God. And the way you act and the way you respond tell us how you honor those things or not. If you honor something, you will yield and you will cooperate and you will support. You know, sometimes I, as a pastor, have to make a major decision in the church. Actually, I'm reading the very good book and I want every leader in this church to read. I already emailed the church manager to order this book for every single leader in this church. The book called Second in Command. It's such a good book about how to be a leader in the church that you help the members and at the same time you relate to the senior man in the local church. That book teach me a lot about how you honor the senior man and how you honor people around you. And sometimes when I have to make a major decision to change something in the church, some people are going to be affected. But the bottom line is this. The senior man is responsible before the Lord of the well-being of the church. So if you honor his decision, you will cooperate and support that decision. Amen. And this applies to corporate world, the business world. It's applied to family, husband and wife, and the kids. Everything is about honoring the elder of that household, honoring the manager of that company, honoring the pastor of that church or the elder of that church. We should honor the person with a higher anointing than us. We should honor the person with a higher place or the higher office in the body of Christ. Amen. And how we show honor? One way how to yield is about conversation. Let me explain to you. And I see this all the time in my life. This is a practical point. When you honor somebody, he has a higher anointing. He is in a higher place. He has more experience than you. So when you meet that person, and that person wants to talk about certain subjects, you jump on and talk with him about that subject instead of interrupting all the time. I remember I met so many young ministers in another land. And every time I met all these young ministers, I have no chance to say anything. They just keep talking about their experience, about their knowledge. And they boast about what they do. And I was sitting there and listening. And they say, these people don't understand about honor at all. In fact, when you meet somebody who has more experience and higher anointing, you should keep your mouth shut. And listen to that man. And let that man talk about his topic. Because you can learn more by listening, not by talking. You cannot learn when you talk. You learn by listening. You're going to be a very good prayer warrior if you learn how to listen and honor God. A lot of people come to God in the prayer meeting with a long list of things. And say, God, this is my list. I'm going to talk to you right now. Bam, 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 bam. Talk to God all the time, but never listen to God. And that's why their prayers are not effective, because they just keep talking. So the best way to honor God in your prayer life is this. Shut your mouth. Stay quiet. Worship God. And just hook up to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you what the Father wants to pray for through you. And let the Holy Spirit lead you to pray according to the will of heaven. Instead of you keep talking and have the plan what you want to pray to God yourself. You need to listen to God. Did you notice lately I become more quiet? You know me long enough, you notice I become more quiet. I don't talk that much because I want to listen more than talking. I want to learn from people and I want to learn from God. So you just listen to God. The Holy Spirit knows everything. Is that right? God knows everything. He knows the solution for your situation. He knows what is coming. He knows what is the right way to do it. So if you just shut your mouth, honor God, don't keep talking, just listen. He will tell you what to do, and you will do accordingly, and you're going to be victorious. Amen. The problem is that in our society here, we want to show off. We want to tell people that I know so much. I have so much experience. So what we do, we keep talking. We keep showing off what we know. And we don't stop and listen to people who are more honorable and have more knowledge about God or even listen to God. How many people pray like that? Pray by just keep talking. I want to encourage you to change the style. From now on, don't keep talking. Just listen first. Plug into his presence. The Holy Spirit come to you and then pray through you. Let the Holy Spirit pray to you. Amen. I read the story about Pastor Kenneth Hagin one time. Pastor Kenneth Hagin was sitting in the office and a young minister about 30 years old walking into his office. And this man, he has only 15 minutes with Pastor Kenneth Hagin, who was an older man, has so much anointing, has so much experience. This man walk in, sit in front of Pastor Kenneth Hagin and keep talking for the whole 15 minutes. Pastor Kenneth Hagin sit there and say, okay, that's it. Bye. The man did not learn anything from this older minister who have so much experience. Why? Because the man did not know how to show honor to the older man, to the elder of the body of Christ. So I want to encourage you that be a listener if you want to honor somebody. And if people with higher anointing want to talk about certain subject, you jump on and go along instead of interrupting and showing how much you know, showing how much you want to express your knowledge and understanding. Keep your mouth shut and listen. You're going to learn a lot from people who know more than you. A dishonorable characteristic is interrupting. Do you notice that in the home today, some kids, "Mom, shut up. I don't want to listen to you anymore. Mom, Dad, I know more than you. Shut up." Have you seen that? I have seen that. The kids interrupt their parents. The parents want to say something. No, I don't want to listen to you. Shut up right now. That is dishonorable. We need to teach our kids to show honor to adult, to parents, to the elder in the church. The Holy Spirit never forces you to do anything. He is an honorable spirit, honorable God. If you want to do something your own way, He lets you do it. Even though He knows what is the best way to do. He will not grab your neck and sit you down and say, "Hey, look at me, listen to me. This is the best way to do it." He will not do that to you. He will let you do it until one day you face the big wall and turn back and say, "God, I'm sorry. I should have listened to you 10 years ago." He never forces anybody. He is an honorable God. He never interrupts your life. Amen. Talking about rising up and standing up. It's interesting nowadays when you walk to young people, when you are maybe elder of the church or older people, and maybe young people sit like this on a chair, like this. And when the older walk in, how do you show honor to the older person or to the elder? Come here. Tell me what to do. That is not honorable. When you want to honor the elder, you stand up, walk to the elder and say, "What you like to tell me?" Will you do that to your boss? You sit on the chair and your boss walk in and say, "Come here, boss, tell me what I need to do." You don't do that in the office because you're afraid of being fired or no promotion. But why do we do that in the church? Why do we do that in the house? When the parents walk in and the kids just sit there with the feet up and say, "Come here, Dad, tell me what to do." No, we need to rise. That's why the Bible says rise up means we take initiative to go to the person that have higher honor than us and show submission, yielding. "I'm yielding to you. Talk to me." I know this is a hard teaching, but I believe the body of Christ needs to hear this about how to show honor to people. Listen and rise up. And go to the man with higher honor. Amen. Don't just sit there and wait for him to come to you. You need to show that hunger and yielding attitude to the honorable person. The Bible said this again and again. I read to you. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying." Is this a body language? Incline your ear. You listen carefully. You show honor to the father. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 1. "My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you." Proverbs chapter 7 verse 24. "Now therefore listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth." When you honor somebody, you yield. You pay attention. You show in your outward action that you honor that person. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 19. "In the multitude of words." And in other words, if you speak too much, sin is not lacking. So the more you speak, the higher chance you're going to say something wrong. And the higher chance you're going to sin against God. That's why don't say too much. Keep your mouth shut. "But he who restrains his lips is wise." If you want to learn the secret from God, a revelation from God, be a good listener. Yield to him. Yield to the Holy Spirit and listen to the elders in the church or elders in your house so that you can learn. Again, you cannot learn if you keep talking. You can learn only when you listen. Listen. Yield. That is the body language you should have in honoring people. Amen. How many people repent today? Only a few? I think we have made all this mistake too. Amen. I make mistake too. Sometimes I talk too much. I need to shut my mouth and listen to people who know more than me. Number one, how to refer. Number two, how to yield or to have the body language of submission. Number three, you prefer other people. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Giving preference. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. To prefer means to give somebody the better opportunity. It means to give somebody the better seat, the better place, the better chance. For example, if you eat dinner with somebody, you give the best seat to your guests. That is how to show honor. Or you give the best piece of steak on the table to your guests or to people that you want to honor. You give the best opportunity. You back off and say, even though I have the right to take that, but I will give that right to you. I want you to get the best. I want to give this thing, good things to you first. You prefer people that you want to honor. Even Jesus talked about this in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 7 to 10. The Bible talks about the seat of honor and the low seat. God said, don't honor yourself. Let people honor you by giving you the right seat. So he told a parable to those who were invited. When he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, when you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man. And then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place. Give preference to other people. You go to the lowest place so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will give glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. So we learn how to honor people by giving the best seat, the best steak, the best seat in the car. You give them the best book, the best seat in the movie theater, everything you prefer people. That's how to show honor. And the last thing I want to say about showing honor. John chapter 12, verses 3 to 6. Number one, how to refer, how you speak. Number two, how you yield or you respond in the body language to people. How you listen. How you rise up to show honor to people. And then you prefer, you give the best to people. The last one is in John chapter 12, verses 3 to 6. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. And then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii, equal to $30,000 today, and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. Judas Iscariot did not care much about the poor. He just wanted money. But look at this lady named Mary. Mary valued or honored the anointing in the life of Jesus Christ. That bottle of oil value about $30,000 today. She can say, I just sell and give money to Jesus. But she didn't. She poured that oil on his feet, used her hair to wipe out his feet. And if you notice the story, Jesus did not stop her. Jesus did not say, "Oh no, 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 don't do this. This is very inappropriate." Did Jesus stop her? No. Jesus let her do it. Why? Because Jesus wanted to teach us a lesson about honoring. When you honor somebody, you will give something in your life to that person. You may give money. You may give your time. You may give your ability. You may give your maybe timeshare that you have in Oahu to somebody to show honor to that person. You give. How many people want to go to Oahu? You give because you want to honor. And in this trip, Pastor Da practiced what we learned here. Before I went to Thailand, Pastor Da walked into my home that I grew up and met my dad. My dad is about 89 years old. And he talked to my wife that, you know, I have been old. I have one thing in my life that I want to enjoy. I have been praying to God that God will answer my prayer. And my wife said, "What is that?" "I really want to have a 40 inches Sony flat screen TV." My dad didn't go anywhere anymore. He just watched TV all day. "I really want to have a flat screen 40-inch TV." He already studied everything about which one he's going to buy. And my wife asked, "How much?" 70,000 baht. She called me from home, from Thailand. "Mom, we need to honor your dad. Let's buy it for him." I said, "Go for it." But with the sweating a little bit here. 70,000 baht. So when I went to Thailand, I took my dad to the shopping mall. And he was standing there. He was shorter now. He used to be higher than me. But now he's smaller because he's getting older. So he was standing there like a kid with the brochure. He pointed to the TV. "That one." And Pastor Lau pulled out the cash. 70,000, actually more than that, 75,000 baht. And pay cash. And the next day, he got a TV at home. And he was so happy. Oh no, with also the surround sound. I always say like this, if you're going to give flower to your mom, give flower when she is alive. Don't give after she died in the funeral ceremony. If you're going to honor your wife, give the diamond ring now, not after she died. If you're going to honor your dad, give him the TV now, not after he died. Amen? Honor people by giving gifts, by giving your time, by giving your service to that person. Amen? My wife always honors me. She knows that I'm very tired because I have two jobs. Medical doctor and a pastor. Every time we go anywhere, she always say, "I'm going to drive for you so you can have a nap in the car for a few minutes because you don't have enough sleep." She always drive for me. Not that I don't want to serve my wife, but she honor me, honor the anointing in my life and say, "You need to rest and I'm going to serve you." Amen. That is how to show honor. Giving your gifts, giving your time, giving your service, you giving your ability to help that person. That is how to show honor. And the Lord promises this way in John chapter 12, verse 26. "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." So when you honor God, when you serve the Lord Jesus Christ by serving his people, by serving his leader in the church, the Bible says, "My Father will honor him or her." He will honor you. He will bring good things to your life, good deal, good business, bring customer to you. He will show you special grace and favor to you because he honor you. Amen. I feel that God really honored me when I went to Thailand this time because the weather was so perfect. I never thought that August in Bangkok going to be that cool and breezy and no humidity. I was expecting hot and humid and sweating and suffering in Thailand in August. But all the time I was thinking to myself, God honor me to give me this special weather in this time. Because I honor Him all of these years of my life. I honor His anointing. I honor all the men and women of God that I learned from. That's why I went to visit my ex-pastor in Kentucky. Actually, my wife still send money to this man every single special occasion. Father's Day, Christmas, New Year, whatever, pastor day, we send $200 to him every single time to show honor to this man. Even though he has not ministered to us for almost 20 years already. But we honor the man of God. We need to have that kind of lifestyle to honor people, to honor the elders in the church, to honor the pastors, to honor the things of God by your words, by your body language, by giving preference to those people, and by giving gifts and your service to those people. Amen. And this applied to me too. Since I make a decision to honor the leader in this church, I honor Pastor Caesar. I honor PJ. I honor Victor. I honor Jane, who leads the CD ministry. Since I honor all these people in my heart, it starts from my heart. Actually, I learn more from them. I get more blessing from them because I honor them. I yield to them. I learn from them. Honoring is two ways. You honor people and they honor you. You honor one another. Amen. If we can do that, our life will be full of honor from the Lord. Amen. How many people learn something today? Amen. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you so much for your word. We believe, Lord, that your word will change us and remind us each day, Father, to learn how to honor you, honor your things, honor your spirit, you honor your anointing, your word, and your people. Father, we have made mistakes because we were not trained well. We have made mistakes because we were ignorant. But from today on, Lord, we are not ignorant anymore. We learn from your word how to honor and how to receive honor from you, Father, and to be honorable people. Father, help us in this generation to set a good example to our children, to our younger generation. Then when they come to the church, they come into our home and family, they will see the honor of God. They will see the adults in this church set a good example to the young people. Father, we pray that this thing will not just stay in this church, but will spread all over America. That the young people in this generation will not listen to TV, to the news, to the people in the world, but they will listen to the Word of God. And they will not be ashamed to stand up and stand firm on the truth of God. They will honor the elders, Father. They will learn how to speak honorable words. They will learn how to have the body language of honor. They will learn how to give preference to people and how to give gifts and services to those they honor, Lord. They will serve their parents. They will give gifts to their parents. Lord, I pray indeed, Father, that we will not forget this lesson all the days of our life, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not sure that everybody in this room has been saved and has the ticket to go to heaven. And I'd like to give the invitation. If you are not a Christian yet, if you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, with the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to encourage you to make that decision today. The Bible says that everyone is a sinner. We all have sinned against God. And in order to go to heaven, we need to be perfectly holy. We cannot make even one mistake to go to heaven. And God knows that we cannot be perfect on our own strength. That's why He gives us plan B. The plan B is that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, died on the cross to pay for our sin. And if we invite Him to come into our life and repent of our sin, we will be forgiven. And we will have an exchange. Our unrighteousness, our sin will be put on Him on the cross. And He gives us the righteousness to make us the righteousness of God. You need to make the decision in order to get to heaven. And I pray that everyone will make that decision. I want to present this invitation to you, that you will make that decision to become a child of God. Turn away from your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. How many people want to go to heaven? Raise your hand up. I want to lead you in prayer. If you never accept Jesus Christ, I want to lead you in prayer and accept Christ. And at the end of the service, come to me. I'd like to greet you and pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Pray with me. I'm going to lead you to pray one sentence at a time. Father in heaven, I admit, Lord, that I am a sinner. I have made mistakes. I have sinned against you. Today, I make a decision. Once for all, to turn away from my sin. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He was raised from the dead on the third day. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. I want to be born again. I want to become a child of God. Come into my life right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give hand to those who just accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to explain a little bit here. Some of you may be guests in this church and you may not fully understand what I'm doing here. In 1997, God led me to find the file of God. I was a Christian for a long time, but my Christian life was in a lot of struggling. I did not grow. I have a hard time hooking up with God and pray and understand the Bible. Even though I was a pastor, but I was still struggling in my own self. Until one day in 1996, God told me that I need the file of God to wash the things out of my life. The sin, the demonic power that tried to bind me. Therefore, I was seeking the file of God and I met Him. I was touched by the file of God in 1996 and 1997. After that, the file of God keep burning in my life. And God gave me the picture like this. If you have a container, and in that container, there are a mixture of things, some dirty things, some good things. And if you push something into that container, for example, you push clear water into that container with pressure, the things in that container can have to come out and fill with the clear water. That's what God is doing in our life. As a Christian, we can hear all the word of God. We can have a big head and all the head knowledge. But we may not change that much until the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit come in, zoop, and push the wrong thing out of our life. The wrong concept, the wrong understanding, the flesh, the sinful nature, the demonic activities, to get those things out of us little by little, and they will grow faster. One day I was standing in the locker rooms in the Overlake Hospital, and the presence of God showed up in that room, and I was crying because the presence of God was so strong, no one there. And God spoke to me, "Son, this is my desire. I am coming back soon, and I'm coming back for the Holy Bride. I want my church to be holy and to become a pure bride of the Son of God." And he asked me this question, "Can you help me? Can you do the work to build the Holy Bride, the church that's full of holiness and no sin in that church?" And I say, "Yes, Lord, I am willing to receive this commission." And we will not be able to build a holy bride without the fire of God to burn sin, demonic power, bondage, and curses away from our life. In fact, every meeting that I minister in the fire of God passed through me. And I was changed in every single meeting. God deal with me something inside me that I'm changed on the inside here. I want to encourage everyone to set a goal to become the bride of Christ, to change into the perfection of Christ, the holiness of God. And that's why we preach without compromise, because we want to see the change in the church. We are not here to tickle anyone's ears. But not only that, we want to see the fire of God touch people and change people little by little, from glory to glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says that we will be changed from glory to glory to glory to glory by the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of the living God must really come and work in our life. The anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's why I give the opportunity for people to seek the Lord at the altar call. Again, when you come up to the altar call for me to pray for you, number one, you honor the anointing. I'm not trying to, you know, blame anybody. I just tell you the truth, okay? I'm trying to speak the truth to you. Number one, you honor the anointing. Number two, you give the legal right for the anointing to work in you. When you come out to the anointing, God never forces anyone. Definitely, if you have plan to do today, you need to go out lunch, have some business to do, you have appointment at 11:30 or work to do, I understand, and I know there's no condemnation in this church. But I want to explain that why I don't go to your chair and lay hand on you, because I want to make sure you give the legal right to the anointing to work in your life. God is not going to force you to receive the anointing. You need to open yourself up to receive the anointing. And this is the principle in the Bible. Amen. So today we don't have lunch. We're going to give some time to the ministry of the Holy Spirit or the fire of God to minister to people. If you really have an appointment to go, feel free to go quietly, or feel free to go out and talk, whatever you need to have some business to talk. Otherwise, I'd like to encourage everyone to stay for maybe 15 to 20 minutes to give honor to the Holy Spirit. Sit there in the heart of prayer and intercession and seeking the Lord. God can touch you at your chair if you are hungry enough. Amen. Our church wants to give the opportunity to the Holy Spirit to really minister to people. Amen. And as God give me that anointing, I cannot quench the anointing. I need to give God the opportunity to minister to people. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many people feel that I need to change more? I'm still far away from the perfection of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Come and receive by faith. You don't receive from me, you receive from Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ has used my hand to be His hand to lay on you, and He will minister to you. Come in hunger, come and want to change, and God, ask God to change you from the inside. This is not just a game. This is not a ritual thing. This is not a tradition. This is holy. This is spiritual. And God wants to change you from glory to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.